Emergency traffic from command, all units, pull back.
On December 22, 2017, an oil well in Windsor, Colorado exploded. The fire was so fierce that emergency responders evacuated the site.
All other units, guys, get out of here. Hey, back up now. All units, confirmed from command, we're abandoning the site. We're letting it go.
One worker ended up in the hospital with second and third degree burns. Hundreds of homes were within a mile of the site.
The one-day story was there was a fire, somebody went to the hospital, no problem, you know, nothing to see here, folks.
That's Dan Glick, founder of the Story Group based in Boulder, and author of a new story in High Country News titled The Rising Risks of the West's Latest Gas Boom.
The only investigation into the cause of this accident was by the company responsible for operating this well pad, 19 wells. So they did their own investigation, came up with the conclusion that they couldn't really figure out exactly what happened.
So he and co-author Jason Plotz decided to write the story. They took a look at how the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission responded.
And all they did was say, oh, that's what you think happened, but you don't know. Oh, that's okay. Here's another, you know, four or five dozen well pads you can drill elsewhere, closer to other communities.
They also took a look at who's accountable for health and safety.
Well, you've got the federal agency.
Occupational Safety and Health, or OSHA.
But they're only supposed to look into worker safety, so they have no jurisdiction into the operation of the facility. Well, we've got a state Department of Public Health and Environment. Well, certainly they would look into this, right? Well, again, no, they don't. They didn't, and they won't.
Glick found that the state health department does not keep track of the potential damage of chemical seeps into groundwater. The regulations governing disposal of hazardous waste in Colorado are also vague at best. Glick adds that the idea that the oil and gas industry is among the best regulated in the country is a myth.
Listen, the oil and gas industry is, by pretty much any account, the most profitable industry in the history of humanity. I mean, just think Saudi Arabia, think, you know, the oil giants. They have, from their inception, controlled the legislative process by promoting and paying for, effectively, legislators. EPA decided at the beginning of the fracking boom that this, in what they call E&P, exploration and production waste, was not hazardous waste, even though it contains potentially hazardous chemicals. So if you just say it's not hazardous, then of course you can put it in a landfill that says we don't accept hazardous waste. So you get this catch-22 time and time again in this industry because they've been exempt from laws that we've passed, the Congress and the state have passed, to try to regulate public health and safety. There's a little paragraph in the story that could have been the whole story, which is a kind of a collusion between the real estate developers and the oil and gas developers. In many cases, real estate developers know, obviously they know who owns the minerals under the land. Sometimes they own them and they lease them to a company. So a lot of the press and a lot of the attention has gone towards how close oil and gas facilities can be to existing homes. But there's very little ink spilled on how close homes can be to potential oil and gas development.
Dan Glick, what surprised you in reporting this story?
We all sort of believe somehow that there's somebody looking out for us, that if these fabulous regulations are protecting the health and safety of all of us here in the state, then how come you let a company do its own investigation and effectively there is no consequence for anybody?
You can find Dan Glick's story, The Rising Risks of the West's Latest Gas Boom, at hcn.org. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.